Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Good afternoon, I'm Sean Kreitz with Fort McMurray Matters, and today we are joined by a plethora of guests for an event that is going on, well, it's already started, and it's going on all throughout the week called Ignite. Now, Teresa, you're with the RMWB. For anyone who's listening and doesn't know what Ignite is, maybe you can just kind of educate everyone on what kind of awesome event this is.
Absolutely. So Ignite is a 10-day temporary public art exhibition. It's organized by Public Art Wood Buffalo, and this is the sixth edition of Ignite. And what we look at is artworks that have been created, of course, using light as your main medium for expression, and of course best seen during the evening.
Very cool. Now, does it change up every year? Because I guess I'm new to all this as well. I just moved to Fort McMurray 3 or 4 months ago, so I'm learning about all these new events. Is it always this type of nighttime theme, or has it changed a bit with everything going on?
Yeah, no, great question. It changes every year. Every year, the curatorial theme is a bit different. The public art committee puts a curatorial theme together at the beginning before we actually send out the call for artists. And then artists are encouraged to submit artworks that are based on around that theme. So submit proposals. And then, and then we hope for the best.
Yeah.
Really.
And then I guess, is it open to any type of artist to apply, or how does someone get involved with Ignite?
Absolutely. So this year we've focused our artist call to Albertan artists. So this year we have two artists exhibiting from Calgary, one artist exhibiting from Edmonton, and then two artists exhibiting from Fort McMurray. Mm-hmm.
Oh, very cool. So we have a good handful of guests joining us today, artists as well. I guess one by one, we can kind of say what's your name and where you're from. I guess, Brandon, we'll start with you.
Well, my name's Brandon. I guess I'm from Calgary, as they said. I've been there for the last 7 years since moving from Edmonton. And I actually grew up here closer to northern Alberta from Wandering River, Lac La Biche area before migrating south.
Very cool. And then Fernando, we'll move on over to you. Just same thing, same question.
Okay, same question. My name is Fernando Cienfuegos. I live in Edmonton. I moved to Canada like 20 years ago. And now I'm getting back to the arts.
Super fun. Kevin, same thing.
Hey, so I'm the co-founder of Rowry and Poli. My partner, Jamie Mason, is back in Calgary. We're both Calgary artists. And we're super excited to be part of Ignite this year.
Awesome. Kritsana?
Hi, my name is Kritsana. I'm to Canada in 2011. I'm from Bangkok, Thailand. And now I'm working at the Suncor Energy Performing Art as the art instructor. I live in Fort McMurray for 9 years now.
Awesome. And Liana?
Hi, I'm Liana Weldon, and I moved to Fort McMurray in 2009 from Vancouver, and this is my second time participating in Ignite, and I'm really grateful to be a part of it.
Very cool. So very north and south, everywhere kind of covered in between, got artists from all over. And I guess, Liana, while we still have you right here, can you speak on your experience with Ignite? Now, second year, you said, right?
Yes, the first year that I participated was 2017, and I partnered with an artist named Aaron Stinson, and we created a beaver lodge, an illuminated beaver lodge installation with some fun facts about beavers. And this year, of course, celebrating National Vegetables, my installation is about bees and fruits and vegetables, and the sort of a fun look at the relationship between the two of them. And my experience with Ignite has been very positive. It's great to be able to put art out into the public for people to stumble upon by accident, to go and see on purpose, and see that art is more than just painting or singing or whatever that one discipline is that is a person's favorite. There's so many different ways to interpret what art is and what a theme about art looks like. So I'm really glad that it's a continuing program.
And then I guess, Kritsana, you said you're in Fort McMurray right now as well. How many times have you been involved with Ignite, and what's your experience?
This is my fourth time of Ignite. I have four pieces of work before. So the first piece, the same year with Leanna on 2017, one form, and it's called Shade of Seven. It represents like the background of the people who live in Fort McMurray and multiculture in Alberta, and people like that I met here. So many culture that mix together and being friends. And the second piece of mine is called Origami Boat, The Journey of Origami Boat. It's a form of sculpture of Origami Boat. And display at the night is represent like the journey of again. I always look through the multicultural and the journey of the people who moving around in Canada, because it's a big country. I'm from a small country, and I think like, you know, people will try to find a place or the connection with the land and saddle as a home.
Appreciate you sharing that, Kritsana. This is Sean Kreitz with Fort McMurray Matters. We are just going to take our first break, and we're going to hear from a couple of more artists with just their experience on Ignite and what kind of art they have to present this year.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Hey, good afternoon. Happy Monday. It's Sean Kreitz back with Fort McMurray Matters, talking everything Ignite, and we're just getting to know a lot of the artists and their experience with the project, with the RMWB. And then Kevin, I guess same kind of question, just like how many years have you been involved with Ignite, and then just a little bit about your experience with the program.
Well, this would be our first year ever coming to Ignite and Fort McMurray, so having an opportunity as an emerging artist to really showcase our vision in a 3D form and giving the opportunity to work with the amazing people behind Ignite has been very rewarding, not only personally, but for our artistic careers as well. So to speak more about the opportunities that gives us as artists, it allows us to demonstrate to other cities, events, that these are the kind of things that we do with the vision we have as artists, which is celebrating of the inner child. So for Ignite, specifically, given the mandate of trying to promote healthy eating and learn more about the ways you can improve your diet, we chose to do these light-up sculptures of the Chinese fruits and vegetables. Some vegetables and fruits that may seem foreign for some people, because how do you prepare it? How do you cook it? How do you choose a ripe one? All these overwhelming facts that as adults we kind of don't have time to discover, and we just stick with the things that we already know. So this event gave us an opportunity to really make these fun characters that were bright and fun to look at. And as soon as you had a chance to walk up to one and you walked behind them, there was a bunch of fun facts about them. It was presented in a very manageable way to understand. It piqued curiosity, which is a fundamental component of, you know, bringing out someone's inner child. That same kind of sense of discovery we always had when we discovered something new as a kid, we wanted to bring that to everyone who came in to Ignite this year.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun concept then that you put towards with the project there.
Mm-hmm.
Fernando, I guess same thing, just a rolling ball here. How many years have you been involved with Ignite, and can you just speak on your experience?
Okay, well, this is my first time at the Ignite Festival. After moving to Canada, I stopped my career as a multimedia artist to move and start teaching in Canada, and later on to be part of the audiovisual industry. And this coming back and participating in the festival, it's amazing, because it's bring me the opportunity to showcase interactivity at the ground level. And with my piece, The Enlightened Cactus, what I see is like it's constructed based on an idiom that is common in Central Mexico that doesn't have any context at all for English or other languages. But basically it refers like you approach me when you need something. So this idiom doesn't have to do anything more than bring the idea that we approach the cactus when we want to have their fruits. The whole year we never remember it and we just go when there's some fruits. These fruits, if you translate it to the interactive part, is like with the kids. The kids already know how to use the video projectors in their classrooms. They know that the shape, it's a rectangular shape and it projects to the wall or to the smart board. But now they are guessing how he's cutting the image. And their parents, they never guess that because it's for granted. They know that it's something there, but the kids now they're guessing that, okay, there's something that is just constraining the image to a certain part of the cactus. And that is the part of interactivity that motivates me. Other kids is like, it's alive. Because yeah, there's some interactivity and sensors involved on the project.
Yeah, that's very cool. I love that story. And then Brandon, same thing, just how many years you've been involved with Ignite and your experience throughout it all.
Well, this is actually my first year exhibiting with Ignite. It's actually my first time ever actually doing a large-scale art installation. As an artist, that usually comes third for me next to being a maker and an entrepreneur. And so this was just a really good opportunity to get out of my own shell and creating something on a bit of a larger scale that challenges my skill sets to do something new and something larger. I'm very much a cross-pollinator in what I do, so it's very much trying to apply as many different skill sets as I can rather than hyper-focusing on any one of them. And this installation specifically really fit my main mandate for all the work that I do, which is always goal-oriented design. It's really taking a look at what clients or festivals and stuff like that are really looking to try to speak to and finding ways, creative ways of being able to encourage that. And through a lot of my piece, my background's a lot of like fractal sacred geometry and stuff like that, which is the bare bones to most fruits and veggies. And it created a really good opportunity to create something that using newer technologies like QR codes and biolinking that we were able to link a lot of that messaging for the festival to out to externalized sources and resources that are available, but not just within Fort McMurray here, but around the world as well. And so for me, that was a really good opportunity to be able to showcase that variety of work with technologies, as well as be able to participate in something that's, it sits for a little while. I'm used to the corporate thing where it's you build it and you hand it off and that's kind of the end of it. So it's been really fun to actually sit and interact with the public and see how they respond to it, which gives me a lot of other inspiration and ideas of how I can create further in ways that really inspire others with my work.
Hey, Sean Kreitz with Fort McMurray Matters. We're chatting with Everything Ignite, which is happening at Lions Park right here in Fort McMurray Matters with the RMWB. We'll be right back. Just going to take our second break.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
And we're back with Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Sean Kreitz. Good afternoon. Happy Monday. We're chatting Everything Ignite, which is happening with the RMWB right here in Fort McMurray. Teresa, I guess what else can we discuss with the Ignite going on all throughout the week? I heard you have like some virtual online sessions or classes for people.
So this is what we're getting, sort of a new addition to Ignite this year is the Ignite Artist Spotlight sessions. We were hoping to do these in person, but unfortunately due to the pandemic, we had to bring this back to the virtual platform. So we have the artists hosting their own workshops. For example, on October 5th, you can build your own light box with Brandon. On October 6th, you can create your own Somtom salad with Kritsana. On October 7th, you can do a bee art workshop with Leanna. And we're fortunate enough this year because we're hosting the exhibition in Lions Park, which also has a disc golf course. So the Wood Buffalo Disc Golf Association invites you to a demonstration for for Glow in the Dark Disc Golf. So that'll happen starting at 6 p.m. in Lions Park on October the 7th. And then we have Rowry and Poli featuring one of the two duos, I guess, Kevin will be inviting artists to learn more about the business of being an artist, and that is on October the 8th. And then any day and every day, please log in to learn more about how to create your own salad featuring this year's flower of the year called the nasturtium. And this is a video that's been created by the chair of the Communities in Bloom Committee. Her name is Helen Mayer. And that's a YouTube video, so log in and you follow along and make a salad with her. So those are some of the exciting artist spotlight sessions that we have. All of the information is available on our website at rmwb.ca/ignite.
Perfect. So that's where you can go if you want to find like the schedule of the day-by-day actions of what every artist is doing.
You bet. And everything is free to the public. So, and you can pick up kits for a couple of the artist sessions at Heritage Park.
Hey, that sounds wonderful. That's almost about time that we have for today. Anything else that you want to get in before we sign off?
I just want to say thank you, a huge thank you to the exhibiting artists. They've been absolutely exceptional this year to work with. I think we've got a really dynamic group of artworks on display this year. I think it's really important that you get down. We've noticed it gets dark around 6:37 is probably best, 7 o'clock, to come and visit Lions Park and of course Heritage Park. And just a quick shout out to Communities in Bloom and also to Heritage Village and the Heritage Society for their partnership in this program.
Wonderfully said. Thank you, Teresa. And hey, thank you to every artist that joined the show today. A pleasure having you on Fort McMurray Matters.
Thank you.
I love it. I love it. Oh, best of luck to everyone with everything moving forward with Ignite. And it was a pleasure chatting with everyone today. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks, Sean. We hope to see you there.
Yes, absolutely. I will definitely get there. Ignite going on all throughout the week down in Lions Park. And you can also donate towards the Wood Buffalo Food Bank Association. They're going to have bins located in the gazebo at Lions Park. So if you want to make a donation as well and then check out some of the art pieces, it's all going down right around Lions Park. Hey, that's all the time we have today for Fort McMurray Matters. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you've missed earlier parts of the episode, we will be loading this shortly onto our website for you to go and listen and download. Or if you want to catch other episodes, by all means, you can do that as well. For McMurray Matters, I'm Sean Kreitz. Nice chatting with you. We'll talk to you later.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.